westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Elfan. Welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. Interpol has issued a red notice for Terraform Labs co-founder Do Kwon. Kwon maintains that he is not on the run, but his location is unknown after Singapore authorities said he is not in the city-state. Kwon has yet to issue a statement via Twitter, but in prior tweets, he has maintained that Terraform Labs is defending itself in multiple jurisdictions. Kwon tweeted earlier, "Unless we are friends, have plans to meet, or are involved in a GPS-based Web3 game, you have no business knowing my GPS coordinates." It was thought that Kwon was in Singapore, where he maintains a residence, but police have confirmed that he is not there. Prosecutors in South Korea have previously said that Kwon was obviously on the run and not cooperating with investigators. In other news, crypto analyst Nicholas Merton recently said that technology indices are due for further declines, and he believes the drop will drive Bitcoin. Merton said that a fall for the Nasdaq is bad news for Bitcoin and gives a rough price target for the leading digital asset. He told his over 500,000 YouTube followers, quote, "If we think about the fact that Bitcoin would be holding neutral the Nasdaq, we take it here to our Bitcoin chart and look at an equalized amount of decline in Bitcoin's price from where we are now. And that would take us roughly down toward the $13,600 to $14,000 area. Things are looking bad." And crypto exchange Coinbase has found itself in legal hot water after being accused by blockchain-based software firm Veritasium Capital of infringing on a patent related to its blockchain technology. It is now seeking $350 million in damages. According to a lawsuit filed on Thursday in the U.S. District Court in Delaware, Veritasium alleges that Coinbase infringed on its cryptocurrency patent transfer technology patent, known as the 566 patent. Veritasium said the patent revolves around novel devices, systems, and methods which enable parties to enforce value transfer agreements with little or no trust in each other, alleging Coinbase used this for many of its blockchain infrastructure services. Veritasium justified the $350 million figure by arguing that Coinbase had gained substantial profits by virtue of its infringement and that Veritasium Capital sustained damages as a direct and proximate result. The attorneys also noted that Veritasium had previously sent a letter to Coinbase in July warning of its alleged infringement. Who sends a letter these days? That's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.